Okay, welcome back to the podcast, everyone. This is Rachel.
And this is Kay.
And this is and you're listening to For the Right Reasons, our Bachelorette podcast. And this is
week I don't even whatever.
Know. Eight? Seven? Something?
Yeah. There was the week that didn't eight. Count, that and that screwed good. Us all up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Okay. So... yeah, so this week they travel to
Amsterdam,
and that seemed fun.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to like blank out because I didn't take any notes.
So this week was sort of indistinct and boring because they didn't do anything on any of the dates. So when you say like, I don't remember, that's because there was nothing to remember.
Yeah, but we did get some like a little bit of drama with Garrett and Luke.
Yeah.
At the end. But it was like, It wasn't unexpected. And Connor. So let's dive into the dates, right?
Yeah. I just meant that the dates themselves were not distinct from each other. It was right. Like she just had one long hangout session with each of the guys.
Yeah. Okay, so the first date was, like, they all met up and they were all, like...
oh, yeah.
It was just, like, in Scotland where they were all, like, meeting up, having drinks, and then she came up to them and she was like, okay, let's have a date. And so she pulled Jed out for the date. And, God, what did they even do?
They walked around, I'm going to keep saying Amsterdam, because she says The Hague at one point, but I don't really remember if they were there the entire time.
Right.
But they walked around, they met that old couple that was...
that's right, and they were like dancing in the street and stuff.
Yeah, they were doing the heel click.
Yeah. So, like, they had fun, and she said later that she had like the best day with him and stuff. But it wasn't, like, memorable to us as a viewer.
No.
We're saying, like, nothing exciting happened, but I did see online a little something, which was that when she later had there was, like, a clip from later in the season with her talking to Luke, and she said something about doing it in a windmill. And then someone had posted online a picture of, like, her and Jed on a date, and there's a windmill in the background. So then it was kind of like, maybe something exciting did happen, and they just chose not to show it.
Show that?
Yeah.
Okay.
They didn't want to show the sexy windmill scene or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
So that...
I don't know.
I do remember that, because that happened... they showed that at the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of assumed the windmill reference was, like, the overnights.
Right.
But
well, that could
why
be
why would
too.
They go to hometown... but why would they go to hometowns and then go back to Amsterdam?
Right. I think they go to Greece after they go to hometowns, so.
Yeah.
Unless there's a windmill in his hometown. Or one of the guys has a windmill in their hometowns, maybe, that she's doing it in.
Yeah. Okay. So that'll be interesting. Maybe, like, something to look back to.
Yeah. If you're watching the show back, look for that windmill. Tell us what you find.
Okay.
Just kidding.
That would make the most sense, yeah.
And then they have, like, their dinner date, and they basically are, like, discussing, she's discussing how close she feels to him, and she actually tells him, like, she's falling in love with him, and she's, like, all, like, happy and giddy and stuff.
Yeah, and at this point, like, she is... all over herself for him, and it's not reciprocal. Like, sometimes it's sort of like, I'm falling for you, I love you too, kind of thing. No, she's just kind of straight up like, hey, you need to know I love you.
Yeah. And he's kind of like, all right.
Cool. Last week, news broke that Jed had a girlfriend before he left for the show, told her that he was only in it for the fame, and now watch it and was like, oh, we'll be together when I come back from this thing.
Right.
And obviously that doesn't happen because he's making it pretty far, if not, we think, winning it or the final two.
You think.
You think. Sorry. Yes, I think. But now watching this entire date, like, I'm in between, like, the Michael Jackson, like, funny popcorn eating or, like, the angry woman with, like, the math over her face. Like, how does, like, oh, I'm so mad watching this whole thing with her.
Yeah.
Because you know that, like, he's just
playing the game. Yeah. But he comes off as, like, such a nice person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so hard to go back to, like, thinking he's just such a nice person. And so when, especially when she's telling him, like, I'm in love with you and, like, that kind of stuff. I feel like in his mind, he's just thinking, shit, 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 shit. How do I get out of this? How do I get out of this? Got to get back to the girlfriend at home.
Right.
Like, oh, God,
right.
It's gone too far.
Yeah. So, like, watching it after having, like, this outside extra knowledge, thanks to the internet, mm-hmm. makes it a little bit more awkward for us to watch it, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like, if you know the spoilers, or, like, for example, we knew that, I don't know, well, I'm not sure you read this spoiler or not, but, like, I knew that Luke was going to make it at least to, like, this far as he is now. So then watching the scenes with him, knowing that she keeps him around, made it even more uncomfortable because I was, like, I kept thinking, like, how is he going to turn this around? Like, what's going to happen? There's no way she's going to keep him after this. But I know that she did. Knowing that ahead of time, it was like, what? How is this possible?
I didn't know that, but then the show kind of started spoiling it for themselves.
That's true.
Because then they started showing what is obviously the fantasy suite dates, and they started showing that several weeks ago.
Right.
With, like, the, it almost even started with the, guess what, I have had sex and Jesus still loves me.
Right, and that whole argument.
So, it's almost like watching, like a movie or something, and you see the bad guy and he keeps winning, but you know that, like, this is a Hollywood movie and the bad guy gets his in the end.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're just at this point hoping that his comeuppance is going to be that much better because it has gone on this long.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, yeah, that has really changed the way I watch Luke P,
mm-hmm.
because it's more of, you know that, you know, Garrett's going home this week.
Right.
You know, like, you don't even have a hope. And so it changes the way you watch the show.
Right.
And I don't think it's a bad thing. Like, I think it's,
I don't know. The verdict's out for me because I feel like, I just feel, like, more sad for the guys that I know are going to get cut. Like, Garrett, mm-hmm. I, like, feel like Garrett could have made it a lot farther. And I knew he was going to get cut. So then when she had her dates with him and stuff, I was just kind of, like, sad for him. Like, oh, sorry, mm-hmm. dude. Like, you're not getting farther than this and that kind of thing.
It's the same with Mike. I mean,
yeah.
I'm sorry, we're jumping all around here this week.
Yeah, we are.
So her, you could really kind of relate to her this week because she has this one-on-one with Mike mm-hmm. and she just falls apart during it because she is so genuinely sad to be sending him home, and it's like you can tell she's so distraught, and I feel like we feel that as an audience too, almost, because, like, we know you're not making it, dude, but, like, we really like you.
Yeah, and she likes him. You can tell she likes him, but he's not, like, the one.
Yeah.
Like, they have fun together, but it's more, like, friend fun. Mm-hmm. Almost, and even all the dates she's shown with him, like, yes, they've kissed, but it hasn't been, like, the big, like, straddling makeout scenes that she's had with some of the other guys. It's more like a we're on a date, so we're supposed to kiss kind of kiss.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yes. No, very much so. I think, like you mentioned, her straddling is like her poker tell.
Yeah.
Like, if she straddles you,
you're in it. You're in it for the long haul if you got straddled.
Yeah.
That's funny. So she gives, let's back to Jed's date. Jed gets a rose, of course. So Jed's getting a hometown. And I think he's from Tennessee. So we'll see his hometown in a couple days. And then next we have,
who's this? Tyler.
Tyler. We have Tyler's one-on-one. And this starts out, like, really awkward because they go horseback riding, like, in the middle of the city. Uh-huh. And they, neither of them can, like, horseback ride or control the horses. They want to, like, stop and get, like, food, and the horses won't stop. And, like, they try to get ice cream. And, like, Tyler is, like, falling off his horse practically trying to get the ice cream. And so that was really awkward.
I have to imagine that was, like, kind of like the Halo Top date with Jen.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, look at this vendor. They're just going to get, like, I can't imagine that any vendor would ever put up with that and then just, like, have somebody stroll up to you while they're still on the horses.
Right, right.
And be like, hi, I'd like an ice cream cone. Yes, here, let me hand it up to you on your horse.
Exactly. And no problem. Well, I also think, like, whenever, I always imagine, like, whenever they're walking around, like, on the shopping dates or whatever, that, like, there's just a producer following them with, like, their wallet open, like, paying for all the stuff that they grab.
That's true.
So the big thing with Tyler's date was that she kind of told him, like, she really likes him and everything, but she feels like she wants to get to know him on a deeper level. So she felt like she already had that with Jed, and she wants to make sure she can have that with Tyler and have, like the deeper connection, like, that he was still holding back from her. But, and then when she said that, you know, I don't know if she said that to him or just in, like, the little interview to the camera, but he definitely opened up to her, like, at their dinner date. So that was kind of nice, like, for them. It showed them, like, getting closer and stuff, and he, like, telling her about his family and his parents' divorce and all that, like, happens in his past and that kind of thing. Back at the house, we get... Do we have Mike's date first or the group date? So all the other guys are supposed to go on a group date.
Well, we have Connor.
Right. So they find out who the group... That's right. They find out who the group date is, and that...
And they find... So, like, Connor basically figures out he's not...
He's not getting a one-on-one. And Connor's not very happy about this, right?
Yeah.
And so he kind of, like, goes to visit her, like, telling her that he's upset. He doesn't get another one-on-one, and he... had a one-on-one, like, way earlier in the season, and he's like, why aren't I getting more time, and that kind of thing.
I think he got essentially the first one-on-one, because we kind of disqualified the whole Tyler G thing.
Basically,
he got the
one-on-one
where she was sick.
It kind of reminded me of last season when Demi went to, like, tell him that she loved him. And it reminded me of that. It was like Connor was like, just like the Demi thing where he was like confused about how he was feeling and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, she sent him packing. I mean, and it wasn't like super, I just hit my microphone. Sorry. So she sent him packing and it wasn't like super, dramatic or anything, but I don't think he necessarily expected it. I think he just was going there so he could have more time to talk to her. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I want to say like he was delusional, but I think he kind of went there like thinking he was like just going to get more time with her, like thinking that their relationship was something it wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
And if you have to go do that, it's never...
Yeah. So that was a little sad, I guess. He thought they had a deeper connection than they did.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she sent him on. So that's that seemed like a pretty easy decision for her, though.
Mm-hmm.
She was just like, yeah. She didn't even cry. She was just like, I don't really see it, and da-da-da-da. And so he didn't even get to go on the group date.
Yep.
Yeah. So after that, we have two more dates. We have the group date and we have Mike's date. So Mike had his date. They like met up, they walked around. And it was like,
they biked with Mike.
Yeah. They biked.
I remember that.
And the biking looked fun. It looked like they had like friend fun, like I said before.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the nighttime date, she had like already made her decision that she wasn't going to keep him. And she was like looking very dramatically at all the artwork in this art museum. And like crying, and it was kind of sad. But the artwork was like really dramatic. Mm-hmm. Right? And she had this whole story about some character who was like men fighting in the background, and she's like, it's just like me. And it's like a representation of my time here. And I was like, whoa,
mm-hmm.
getting deep into this artwork.
She went deep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But how she dumped him, I thought was a little, I don't know. She was like, I know you have these three queens in your life, your mom, your grandma, and your sister, but I don't think I can be your fourth queen.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just kind of like, ugh. Well, and that's like how he had been saying it all along. But yeah. But like, it almost, the way it came across, like, I'm sure she didn't mean it to, but it was like she was like kind of throwing it back in his face.
Mm.
I know he didn't take it that way, but I don't know. It was just kind of like icky to me, because that was like his thing, and then she turned it around to like use it to dump him.
Okay, I see.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So now I feel like if he wants to, like, say that to his next girlfriend, it would be, like, tainted. Maybe I'm overthinking it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like she was setting him up to be the bachelor.
Mm.
And I, like...
Interesting.
Like, everybody has, like, a tagline.
Yeah.
And if they pick him for being the next bachelor, his tag is absolutely going to be, like... searching for his queen.
Right, right. So do you think they will select him?
Hope they will.
Yeah.
I think they will.
Yeah.
So they traditionally pick from at least the top couple guys.
Right.
And...
So that's a strike against him, but he's so charismatic. He's always mm-hmm. smiling and happy looking. Are there other guys who are more fan favorites? That could be a consideration, too.
And I think... See, it's hard to say, like, without... Because I think if they had their choice, I think they'd be picking Tyler. Because Tyler is just so hot, and he's also very charismatic and very progressive and very, like, feminist. And
mm-hmm.
he's said a lot of the right things this week, too.
Mm-hmm.
But... I think with Tyler, it's going to depend on how things go at the end.
Mm-hmm. True.
I don't think they'd pick Peter.
He could be interesting, though.
Yeah, but if I have to watch his face on TV... I know you know what he understands. I hate his face.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if you look at all his other guys, but, like... You know, I can almost see them doing, like, a terrible thing and picking Luke P.
Ew, no, I wouldn't watch.
And just, like, I can see somebody somewhere on ABC thinking, like, yeah, but think of the drama that he'll give us.
Right.
And then all of America going,
no.
No, this is not okay. This is not the drama we want.
Right, like, we want the drama to be between the contestants, not the main person.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
So yeah, like, of the top guys, I don't think Connor, and I don't think Garrett.
Yeah.
I don't think that they have near enough personality.
I actually think Connor, is he going on Bachelor in Paradise or no?
Oh, I don't know.
I can't remember.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I can see him doing well, like, on Paradise.
Yeah.
Mike
too.
Yeah, I don't know.
Mike could do well on Bachelor in Paradise too.
Yeah, this is true.
So I guess back to it. Like, she decides not to keep Mike. Because she's cutting now for hometown.
Very upset.
She's very upset about it because she does like him, but she just doesn't like him enough. So that was probably like her hardest decision. I think she said that.
Mm-hmm.
So then we have our group date, which basically is like Peter, Luke, and Garrett. And they go into it like they're going to have fun. She spends like some one-on-one time with each of the guys. Immediately she gives Peter a rose and he goes home, or he goes back to the house. So
which was
great. Yeah, she's like, okay, here's your rose, like, you can leave, you're good. Got you covered, kind of. So then we're down to Garrett and Luke.
Yep.
Which, of course, there's drama between them. A lot of the episode, or a lot of this date part of the episode, is us seeing them, like, in a showdown. It's like Wild West style, where they're, like, staring at each other. And you almost think they're just going to, like, throw in, like, a soundbite of, like, the... like, the Wild West, like...
Woo!
And they're like staring at each other across the room and like glaring, and it's kind of funny.
Because what are they even doing on this date? I don't even know what they did on this date.
Yeah, they like walked around and then they went to this like, I don't know what it was, like a library or a castle or something, and they were gonna like just have time to talk to her each individually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was nothing.
But so what's interesting is, she's been asking Luke all along to open up to her and tell her something real. And he finally does.
Yep.
Which is good for him. And I know what he said is true and everything, but it also still feels like part of his like manipulative personality to tell her his testimony like that, because knowing he knows her like religious beliefs and like that, it feels like part of the manipulation of him. I don't know how to explain it. Like, and I hate saying that because he's like opening up about his faith and how he changed his life and all that. Mm-hmm. But the timing is like off. And it seems like something he could have told her earlier on if it was that important to him.
It almost feels reminiscent of Cam going for, like, the pity rose.
Yeah, it's like a Hail Mary at the end. Like, okay.
Yes.
I don't have anything else to say, so let me tell you about my, like...
My tragic story.
My tragic story and my testimony to, like, how I came to be a Christian. Mm-hmm. And tugging at her heartstrings. And that's definitely why she picked him to stay over Garrett. And she even says that. So, to me, it just seems like... if that testimony and his religious beliefs were that important to him, which he had said earlier in the season to us, the viewers, that they were, he should have told her that sooner, in my opinion. Especially knowing that she seems somewhat religious as well.
Yes.
Okay, so she keeps Luke, and so we got our four hometown guys. We got Luke, we got Jed, Tyler, and Peter. So those are our hometowns. Okay, so Luke lives in Georgia. He lives in Gainesville, Georgia, which is kind of near Atlanta. It's like an hour or so, 2 hours maybe from Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And that is where all the chicken processing plants are. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a relative who lives there, and it smells really bad.
Oh.
Anyways, and then Jed's in Tennessee, Tyler lives in Jupiter, Florida.
Very southern overall.
And where's Peter from? I think he lives in, like, Seattle or something.
California,
okay. So, yeah, so she's got mostly, like, southeast and then one California date.
Which is just a very different vibe.
What, California?
Yeah.
So Hannah posted on her Instagram stories, I think it was last night or the night before, a picture of her in a bikini at like a bar, like a venue. There's like a band playing, and she's like,
"Yeah, you sent that to me."
Jumping into the crowd towards Tyler. And I was like, "Is this a spoiler? Like, she's with him on the 4th of July?" Or is this from their hometown date? Because it's very clearly like a beachy kind of thing. And he lives in Jupiter, which is on the water. So like maybe it's from hometown dates. And it was like a sneak peek for next week, like for his hometown. Or was it like a spoiler that she shouldn't have posted? What do you think?
At this point, I am very much hoping that it is a spoiler that she was with him.
Yeah.
Because that would be cool.
Yeah.
Because I would be happy with her picking Tyler and not Jed.
Yeah.
And, you know, that. But I imagine she's got to be so tightly controlled.
True.
Like, social media-wise. I imagine it's just like a spoiler. Not a spoiler, but like a preview.
A preview for next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she also had pictures from 4th of July with her family and, like, going in the pool with her family and stuff. Normally, I wouldn't be stalking The Bachelorette on Instagram, but I just happened to look at it since we're doing the podcast and everything. But, yeah. I think you're right, though. She's a little more controlled with her social media, like, what she shows, and especially having been Miss on the, like, Miss America pageant and stuff, she probably has, like, very, like, knowledge of, like, what she should and shouldn't put online.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think it's, I almost want to say, like, irresponsible to, not irresponsible, do you think it adds when you're following them on social media?
It gives me, like, character information, I feel like. Okay. Like, we know, okay, like, Tyler says that he's a contractor, but if you look on his Instagram, clearly he's a model. And he has, like, modeling agency, like, credentials on his Instagram and things like that. Mike, too, by the way. Me and my friend, because we're on vacation together right now, we were looking at Mike's Instagram when we were watching on Monday, and he has, like, modeling poses on his Instagram, too, from years ago. So, something to keep in mind there. But
I was just wondering, like, if you think it adds to the show or is...
I do. I think it gives a little, like, character to the people, because you see only what they want you to see on TV. And if I go on someone's Instagram, I can see what they posted, like, last year or the year before, like, before they were even, like, a contestant
on
or thinking about being on the show. So, I don't know. It gives a little background information that we might not otherwise get.
Because I feel like this season we just know nothing about anybody because it's been so drama heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know nothing about Hannah herself. Like, I don't know what she does other than being a beauty queen. I don't know anything about her family.
She's an interior decorator.
See, I did not know that.
Yeah, she said it. Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe I just also don't pay attention. That's a possibility.
Okay, so next week, hometowns. We'll get to meet the guys' families. Should be interesting, especially curious to meet Luke's family.
Yep.
And see if the apple falls far from the tree or not.
From the tree? Yeah. Because I think, as we had discussed last week, I think my current perspective of him is, oh, you were raised this way and you think this is right. Mm-hmm. You're not just a jerk.
Right, right.
You just don't know better.
Right. I guess we'll find out. I am curious to see how his parents are.
Oh, what if his parents are, like, so...
Normal? Yeah, they might be totally normal, and maybe he just is like that.
Maybe he is just, a jerk.
Yeah. It could be part of the situation, too, where he's being kind of ganged up on, and he's reacting to it, but he does come off as being very manipulative.
Yeah.
But, okay, so we'll find all that out next week, and we're down to our final four. Yeah, so we will see you guys back here for Hometowns next week. And thanks for listening. You can find us on iTunes for the right reasons. Also on my blog, myminiadventure.com. And you can subscribe on Android device straight from my blog as well. And we had a giveaway this week on my Instagram, like we said. Hopefully you caught it. We'll announce a winner for that soon because that actually closed on last night, which was the 4th of July. And yeah, I think that's about it. So thanks for listening.
Yep. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.